Thursday the 20th of August, Lamed Menachemov, Aleph Lerosh Chodesh Elul, Rabbi Yaakov Moscovich, Perach Beistin.
First of all, I would like to start with thanking for the organizers and for the Oilem who come to participate, giving me this chus to speak in the organization of Start Today, the Third Way, the Siyat Lishmaya, which deserves to give over the Torah and what we can learn from them. When they asked me to speak, I hadn't decided yet on what topic I was going to speak, so they wrote Ben Yonah de Yoimer. And as I was trying to prepare, I found it quite difficult to decide what could be the right thing and how could we compare to the topic that we're going to discuss today, which is the parsha of Zokin Mamre, and where we learn the Koyach of Besdin, and whether it's relevant nowadays as well. But I think that if we'll go through clearly the Meforshei HaTorah on this very interesting parsha, we will learn some things which could be affect us on a daily basis, and therefore it would be a Yonah de Yoimer on any time of the year. We find in the parsha the mitzvah, the halacha of Zokin Mamre, which the Torah starts, Ki polim imchodovo la mishpot, bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein nega la nega, divrei yibos b'shorecho. When the parsha starts, it seems quite poshut, the idea that there's different shailas which one can paskin differently, bein dom ledom, as Rashi explains, which is refers to tamnido, which is obviously once something which is given ein ledayim mashein of royos, and sometimes we can find different ways and different psokim how to paskin certain dinim. Bein din ledin is what by the din of Torah can also sometimes we can have different days and different shittas. Which is once again given over to the Kohen, the way he sees it, which can become a situation where it will not, the answer will not be clear-cut. Medivrei Kabbalah, like Kabbalah Alocha L'Moshe Messina, as the Rambam in Hilchas Mamre brings down, that there were certain things which were given over Kabbalah Alocha L'Moshe Messina, and I think the Rambam writes that anything that you will find the Machloikas cannot be any more Kabbalah. Because anything that was Mekobel, Mi Alocha L'Moshe Messina, there was no Machloikas, and it was clear, at Sofkal, it was very, very clear, as long as it was Bezna, it was Kabbalah, what Alocha would be. However, things which were given to the way to Paskin, Abiderech HaPilpul, they can have an outcome at Divrei Yibos B'Shorecho. So the Torah gives us an idea of what do we do when we don't know the Halacha, and there's certain Rabbanim Paskin like this, certain Rabbanim Paskin like this, so what do we do? Bekamto v'liso, and amokim ha-shiivcha Hashem alekecha. Boy, you go up to the Beis HaMikdosh, which was the place where the Sanhedrin HaGedolah was sitting, the Beis HaGodesh Yerushalayim. And the Pesuk continues, v'voso la-koyanim ha-leviyim, ve'la-shoifet ha-shiyye ba-yomim ha-heim, ve'derashko v'yigidu l'cho ha-izdor ha-mishpot. So you go up to the Beis Nagodol Shebir Yerushalayim and you ask them, and they will tell you what the halacha is. So Rashi brings down from the Medrash, from the Gemara, which means that even though you might be skeptical about the gadlus, about the avona of this particular Beis Nagodol Shebir Yerushalayim, and it might be given over to certain, maybe even to criticism, and people will feel that maybe they are the biggest Talmid Chachom, they're not the biggest Talmid Chachom, and maybe certain people will feel that they understand better, or they have a better proof, a better rias, shittas, apiderich apilpul, how to pass can different. That's not given over to anyone to decide whether the best Nagodol Shebir Yerushalayim are the right people to paskin. Taloch is velashoifet ha-shehi ba-yom ha-mahem, ein lecha elekoyen shebi-yom ha-echo. And then the Torah says, "V'osiso al piyadov asher yagidu lecha min amokim meir asher yivcha Hashem, v'shamat ol asos kechol asher yirichu." You should do exactly as you're told from the place asher yivcha Hashem, which the Rebbeinu Shlom has chosen, which once again the Meforshim explain that there's a special siyata lishmaya given to the Sanhedrin HaGdolah, which was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Torah refers again al amokim asher yivcha Hashem. That means it's not necessarily the greatness of these particular people where one can start debating whether they are so great b'Torah or in Avon and as everything, but it's the Siyat Ishmael that they're getting from the position that they're having and from the place where they're sitting, and that's the Siyat Ishmael that's mechayev you to listen to them. And then comes the next posuk, which is given over to how to understand, one after try and understand it, and it's an issue which can come to quite a controversial Pesach Dinim as well. And the Torah says, "Al pi Torah shi'ericho, v'al mishpat shi'yom lecho ta'ase." You have to do it. The Torah, which is a loisos and a derech shi'agidu lecho yom esmoil. So, where there's a mitzvah asay of a sisa kolah shi'ericho, as a mitzvah loisasay of loisos and a derech shi'agidu lecho yom esmoil. And we all know that Chazal learned that by the mitzvahs the Rabbanu we say, "Ashe kedushanu mitzvahs v'tzivanu," and the Gemara asks, "Ve'echem tzivanu?" Where do we see it? And this mitzvah of Lo Yisosu and Aderech Yagidu L'Cholom and Esmoel gives it such strength to the mitzvah that we can actually say Ashi Kedishanu B'Mitzvoyse B'Tzivonu as if it's something which has given up Yitoyra. Ashi Yagidu L'Cholom and Esmoel, the way they tell you right or left. So Rashi brings down a Sifri, and the notion of Rashi, Afili Oymelecho Al Yomin Shi Esmoel Val Smoel Shi Yomin. That means like this. Even though they will tell you on something which you feel is right, they will tell you it's left, or on something that you feel left is right, which is basically something which is refers to a positive or negative, you have to listen to them. And this particular Rashi is unfortunately find it a bit difficult to understand. What's the Vakolshkin Shemlech Al Yemin Yemin? First of all, how does Rashi learn? How did the Sufi learn such a gewaltige chiddush of Filecha Oymelecha Al Yomen Shi Smoil Al Smoil Shi Yemin? Pashtus Aposik, you could have learned the Pashtus Pshat. You don't move anywhere from, and you don't deviate from the Psak Alocha that they have told you. Don't move left and don't move right, which is quite an understandable phrase of the pasuk. Why do we have to start learning, and how do we learn this pasuk? And then what's the kolshken asher emlecha al yemin yemin val smoil smoil? So the Kliyoka offers a chart that if the Torah wanted to tell us that you don't deviate anywhere from the psak halacha of the Beis Din, not to move to the right and left, the Torah should have written lo sosu min haderech. And then the Yom Nesmoil comes afterwards. So therefore they learn that the Yom Nesmoil goes on Ashi Yagid Elecho. Even though you're debating whether the Yemin Nesmoil, whether it's right or wrong, you still have to listen to what Bezin tells us. Now, what's the Taka Pshat? What's the Pshat of this idea that Afila Emlech Al Yemin Shi Yemin Al Smoil Shi Yemin? So the Sifsechom brings down from one of the Mephoshim that the Pshat of the Torah is not really to say that Besdin has paskened in a way that one feels it's wrong psak. But what the Torah tells us so strongly, you don't move away from what they have told you, Yom HaNesmoel means that if you afterwards find that it sounds a bit interesting, the psak halacha, and you find that according to your understanding, or according to the Rabbonim, and obviously this was a Dibre Rives B'Sherecho, this has already been debated by many Rabbonim and Gedolim, and you find that the Rabbonim HaMatirim or Oysim, whoever they are, have a stronger base al Pi Alocha than this Beis Din, then you shouldn't start challenging the Psak Alocha of Beis Din, but you should rather challenge your own understanding, and maybe your understanding is wrong. So the Sifrona says, that means you have to believe and know that whatever business passing has been the right psak. If I don't understand it, then there's something wrong in my way of me seeing it. As we know, certain of the Gedolim, when they wrote in the Mephoshim, they wrote some of them they find Betzorich Iyum, and sometimes you understand Veloizochisi Lehoven. Means that there's no such thing. This is not a Zorich Iyum. This is definitely a Hezbe, and this Chazal, there's definitely an understanding to what is. I didn't understand. So according to this chart, Lemaise, there's no Chiddush in this. The Chiddush is, the Torah tells you to listen. If you feel that something is you don't understand exactly why they're passing that way, so you should take it on that it's your ignorance rather than they have made a mistake. This is what the Sifchon brings down. The Rabban says, brings down the Sifchon. The Rabban says, "Afilu bore lechoshem toim." Even though you are convinced and you know for sure that they're making a mistake, that means you have a known understanding and you're convinced and you know, you have a strong belief, and he compares it to the Machloikis, which is a famous story in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, of the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where it was the Shiloh was on the Rosh Hashanah, that when they saw it on the 30th night, they saw the Levona, and then the next night they didn't see it. So Rabbi Yeshua understood that there can't be such a thing, that the Levona was already seen in the beginning of the month, and then it was hidden again. So Rabbi Yeshua was convinced that the first night must have been a mistake of the Edom. They didn't see properly, and the Levona was obviously coming out only the next night. Where Rabbi Gamliel had a paskin that once the Edom came, once the Levona was seen, the Levona was seen. If it wasn't seen the next night, then it wasn't seen. It was cloudy for some other reason. So Rabbi Gamliel paskened that Yom Kippur was on one day, and Rabbi Yeshua was convinced, and he had a very, very strong argument to his psak halacha that Yom Kippur was the next day. And Rabbi Gamliel, was the Rosh Pesdin, sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, "Gizrani olecho, shetovo elai b'makl o'cho b'moesecho b'yem ha'shekapirem she'echal liyis b'cheshboincho." You should come to me with your money and your stick, which is obviously b'machal al yem ha'kapirem, you should come to me. Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Shir was very upset. He knew he had to listen, but Mitzat Sheni, Rabbi Shir was convinced Rabbi Shir didn't go back in his Pesach Halacha. And then the famous Mishnah brings down that we learn from Bechol Doi V'Doi, any Bezdin who stands up and paskins, the Koich is B'yad HaBezdin to paskin, and it's not for us to challenge whether the greatness of the Bezdin or not, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu or not like Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have to listen. And Rabbi Shir stood up, and he listened to Rabbi Gamliel, and he came to him. And Bor Rabbi Gamliel v'noshke al mitzchoy v'omalei boi b'sholem rabbi v'talmidi, rabbi b'chochmo v'talmidi shekebalto d'boray. If we see Rabbi Gamliel actually called him rabbi b'chochmo. So Rabbi Gamliel was not necessarily disputing the idea that could be Rabbi Yeshua that understood better than him. Yeah. But still, he felt that the Koyach of Bezdin was so strong to say that even though you're right, and you may feel that we're wrong, and I'm calling you Rabbi B'Chochma, still, the Koyach of Bezdin is so strong that you have to listen to them. The Salmidi Shekibalta Devorai. So the Ramban says that this is what the Torah wants to tell us. L'esosom anaged derech ha-shigidr v'al yomel esmoel, afilo oimel echo al yomel she-ismoel v'al smoel she-yimin, means practically that you know for sure that they have passed wrongly, you have to listen to them. And that is the Koyach HaBezdin. The Ramban adds afterwards, the Ramban says, the Kol Shken, after accepting this halacha, that the Koyach HaBezdin is so strong, we have to now understand, Ki Ruach Hashem al Meshor Se Hashem, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is not going to lead the Bezdin and Hagadol Shebe Yerushalayim, these Tamid HaChonim, who have the great power of enforcing their view and their of the Dinim on anyone who may be even greater than them, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not going to lead them to mistake, so therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to lead them to the right way. And even though Al Pi Aloche and Shulchan Aruch, which could be debated, and it could seem that the one who is opposing best might be even stronger and have a stronger argument, the end of the day we have to believe that the Rabbeinu Shem has given siyata to the Shmaya to the best Nagon Shem Yerushalayim, that they will be mechavein ala emes, and that would be the real Pesach Halacha. According to the Ramban, there is a gewaltige chiddush haTorah lemaise in this posuk, that you have to listen to the Koyach of Bezdin, even though you're convinced that, according to you, your understanding, they have passed wrong. But at the same time, in order for us to understand and to calm ourselves to the conscience of how am I actually listening to them, the Ramban offers the second idea, the second point, that we have to believe that because they've got the power, the revelation will not lead them to make a mistake, and therefore this is the way how we can understand this mitzvah. That's the according to the Ramban. So after we accept this idea that the Rebbeinu has given us siyata deshmaya, it's not so controversial anymore. It's not such a big chiddush because we believe that I have not been given the power of Koyach Bezdin, Godel Shem Yerushalayim, so therefore I may see certain things in my way and I may have been led to a mistake. However, they will not be led to mistakes. That's the Rambam. The Sefer Achinach brings down a gewaltige Loshen, and the Sefer Achinach brings down a Sefer Achinach, you know, you're 100% convinced that they're making a mistake. And the Sefer Achinach says that the Rabban Shlomim knew that if the Torah would be given for everybody to decide, and there will be no concept of authority, of a higher authority, who will accept, who will have the power to lead Klal Yisrael, then the Torah, throughout the generations, the Torah will be split into different keles, and there will be no avarim, because everybody's got his own understanding, and the Kabbalah will be nishtakach, and everything will be according to how people learn, how people understand. So therefore, even though we know for sure that they're making a mistake, and he doesn't bring down the idea that we have to understand that it's Yad HaMishnah. He says that even though it will lead to a certain halacha that will be accepted at Klal Yisrael, and wrongly, the Rabbi Nishanim would rather have one toss in Klal Yisrael, or one mitzvah, which will take be cut in the wrong way, rather than the Torah be split, and then there would be no Kabbalah anymore, no Mesirah Medor Ledoi, and everything would be done wrongly. So the Rabbi Nishanim would rather decide, the Rabbi Nishanim gave this mitzvah, saying that I'd rather have one mistake done, and you can know for sure that it's a mistake, and while you're doing it, you know that you're doing the wrong thing, but the koyach of authority and the need for authority, for high authority, Klal Yisrael, overrides the need of doing every single mitzvah according to the way that you understand. Sefer Chinuch brings down, according to that, a beautiful, it says, according to that, I'll explain to you the Gemara of the Tanur Shel Achnoi, the famous Machloikus, where there was about a Tanur, on this album, whether it was called Tomei or Toi, where there was Machloikus between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim, Reb Lezer paskened one way and the Chum passed the other way, and Reb Lezer started bringing all the proofs, and when he realized that they were not listening to him, Reb Lezer, with his godless, wanted to bring use higher powers to prove his right, and he started bringing down, bringing rise, and says, if I bring right, then the question Shabbos Nefesh should fall, and so on, and Chazal were not taken in by it, and in the end, they came out the Baskam and Hashemayim, the Chazal tell us Torah of Hashemayim, Eim Hashkich and Baskel, and they passed it differently, and because Reb Lezer had such a power, they even went and put Reb Lezer into Chayim for the sake of showing their power. And the Gemara says that Elyonov, he saw the Rabbi Nishlelem then, and he asked the Rabbi Nishlelem, and he said, heard the Rabbi Nishlelem, and Torah, Kabi Yochel, and the Rabbi Nishlelem says, Lezer b'ni oim akach, and the other Chomer say, kach, and the Rabbi Nishlelem is, Sos v'somach v'oman nitzchuni bonai. And my children have actually overpowered me. They've won me. So he asked, what's the plot of Nitzchuni Bonai? If the halacha was lemaisa, that they have to listen to the Beis Nagodol, then what's the Nitzchuni? They've done according to the halacha. He says a beautiful word. He says that lemaisa, the Pesach Halacha was wrong. And the Rabbi Shem says, I know that the Beis Nagodol, but the Beis Nechachom are making a mistake now. Reb Lezer is right. However, in this case, I've given them another mitzvah, and I've given the idea that there has to be an authority, and a high authority in Klal Yisrael, and I'm happy that they've taken on this idea of accepting, of enforcing the high authority in Klal Yisrael, even in a way that they've gone against the halacha, and they may have known even that this halacha, there is a strong chance that Reb Lezer is right, and that's what the nitzochen was, that in this particular case, it was an etzochen against the Rabban Shlulim, because it was an etzochen against the Emes. However, they've taken the other issue of the authority, and they've taken, which is in comparison to sometimes any authority in a situation. So one wants to bring down, wants to enforce a certain law, or sometimes a rebbe in the classroom wants to say something, and when he suddenly realizes that they haven't listened to him. And when he asks them why they listen, in the beginning he thinks that they haven't listened to him because they were defined in authority. But then one boy jumps up and says, the reason why we didn't listen to him was because Rebbe told us once that in such and such case we have to, you know, we should always do this and this. This actually gives a simcha to the person. Why does it give a simcha? Because it shows his overall authority over the situation. Although in this particular situation he wasn't so happy with the outcome, but it gives us power. And that is the simcha that the Rabbi Shalom has to be yochel, it's chuni bonai. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the need for having a higher authority in Klal Yisrael, and for accepting Das Torah, and accepting Das Rabbonim, was so strong that it came to a point that even though you're convinced it's a mistake, and the halacha will remain different to the way Beis Din Paskened it, without any understanding of how, what, and when, and when, this is the Mutar She'yeh Toras Achas Velvad, as there should be this authority. This concept, I once heard that Meir Lehman wrote in the history, they said on the town of Frankfurt, which was in Germany, where the Yiddishkeit was disintegrated and felt so strong in a very, very short period of time. When the times of Sam Sofer wrote on Frankfurt, he says, he's right, it wants, Achas hi le'umosa, this is one for the whole nation of Klal Yisrael, such a town full of Torah, ve'ein bo'olam dugmosa. There isn't in the whole world such a town which was such a mole b'Torah. And a very, very short period of time later on, when it came to the time of Rosh Hashanah Chol Hesh, there wasn't kemat a zecher of Yiddishkeit left, and he found a very, very small oilam to gather together and to make his new kehillah, which was to remain firm to the Torah. So Meir Lehman says that he's convinced that the reason why this happened was in those times, it was a bit earlier, was the great machloikas between Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonis Neibishitz. Although these were two gedolei Yisrael, and the machloikas was 100% l'shem shemaim, but because everybody started having his own view and his own mind how things were having, and people were starting taking sides in different things, the koich harabonim went down. And it's right that once the koich harabonim and the koich of amunin rabonim goes down, then there's absolutely no continuation for the Torah, and everything can fall within in a very, very short period of time. And this is the idea, which is that it's better to make a mistake on one point, but to keep the authority rather than leave it for everybody to debate. The Kliyoka explains this. He says a very posh pshat. He says, "Lemaisa, there isn't a din in the Torah which is straightforward. That there's one way to paskin and no other way. Every ben dom la dom ben din la din ben nega la nega. There's always two ways to understand it. And he brings down that the Chazal tell us that em manam chacham al tzibur elam kain yedei elata sheretz bekifnun tamim. What's the idea of it? We don't chas v'shalom want chachomim who are going to do such a thing." And he says a Dayan has to have a very, very broad understanding, a very broad view of every situation, the way it is at the time. And the only way he can do that is if the Dayan would have a very broad way of understanding and being able to see every psak halacha in two ways, when it's in such a psak halacha. So when he's got a clarity in two ways how to paskan the halacha, he can then take the situation and the scenario at the time and decide according to that what's the best way to paskan. And this is the concept of ein ledayin, ein lemasha, ein abroyes. This is the koich that the Torah has given to the chachamim, which is not a koich of authority, but it's the need of the generation. It brings down Ashiyeh by Yom HaMahayim means that it's not the Siyata Deshmaya of the place actually that's given, but it's the understanding of every time and every situation has different, every situation can have different reasons to pass and different. So obviously when it's a straightforward Psak Halacha Shulchan Aruch, there's no mukan to change. But if it's something that's debatable, then the Dayan should learn through the Halacha in such a broad way that he should be able to see two ways how to paskin the Halacha, and then he should take according to his understanding how to paskin this Halacha. So the Kleyoka says that Loisosam Nadecha Shigidu Lecho Yom Nesmoil means because you don't have the achrayas, the responsibility of Klal Yisrael. Yeah? So you learn the Shulchan Aruch, and you see the Shulchan Aruch the way you understand it. But the Beis Nagodol have the responsibility of leading Klal Yisrael. They have a board, they have to learn through the Halacha in different ways, and they have the right, when it comes to Yomen Smol, it's not really Yomen Smol and Smol Yomen, because when they say Yomen, it's Yomen, when they say Smol, it's Smol. But what it means is that they have a broader understanding of the situation than we have. And he brings down a very shiny pshat in the posuk, Emes Mishpat Vasholoim Shiftu B'Sha'areichem. Emes is the truth. Mishpat is according to the Psak Alocha. Vashalom is according to Shalom. Shifti, you should mishpat and you should pass in b'sha'areichem in your towns. He says b'sha'areichem could be translated as b'shi'ureichem. It's very interesting. It says a dying has to know that sometimes that everything has got a different shear. Sometimes the shear of emes overtakes the shalom. Sometimes the shear of shalom overtakes the mishpat, and sometimes the shear of mishpat overtakes everything. And the way to and he says the Poshka, he says sometimes the Chazal tell us neidak shalom. You're allowed to change. So if the Besdin understand that in order to make Shalom a town, you have to deviate a bit from the Emes Nedaka Shalom, so then they make the Shear of Shalom higher than the Shear of Emes. If sometimes people feel that it's a time to make peace in town and so on, but Chazal tell us, if in this particular situation, if there'll be shalom, they'll be able to bring out certain things which is wrong, then the MS takes over the shalom, and you have to, you don't know, everybody says it's time to make shalom and peace, and the dyn has to decide, no, now's the time to pass in the MS according to Mishpat. The same thing as Mishpat. The Mishpat is the way the Torah tells us to pass in the Halacha, even though it's not always the way we see it, and we see it through, and sometimes as a side person, this is what the Swan bring down about Dinei Torah, when we see that the Torah was given over to Pastor Apichal Shem Mishpat. And sometimes a side person or person involved in the Torah knows that in a particular story, according to this story, it's passing against the MS. We have to believe that Mishpatei HaTorah and Mishpatei Hashem MS Tzodku Yachtov. And there's a famous story of Bashem HaKadosh told Rebbe that maybe in the previous Gilgulim, this person owed this person money, and therefore the Torah the Rabban Shem led the Mishpat to be Paskin in this way. So this is a time where the Mishpat overtakes the Emes. So this is the idea of the Dayan having the broad understanding of moving over, of overriding that. The Chesam Sofer brings down the Sof Shalas and Chuvas Chum Sofer in the end of Chosh Mishpot. There's Chuvas Shenishmatu which were left out, and he writes in Sima Kif Tzadik Aleph, bring down a very, very long Chuva on this whole thing. Very, very interesting how he explains it. It seems to be that the Shoyal was someone who came over and wanted to do new things in Klal Yisrael. He had an idea that he wanted to change the whole concept of having to daven with Pisui Roish, with the Kavadad, with the Tainan, that nowadays it's by the, in the Noyek Sheba Oilam, the way it's, the world sees it, that by the Goyim, that the way of showing respect is by actually taking off your head. So he wanted to change, and he wanted to compare it to a Bessi Yosef. The Bessi Yosef says that although there's a locha, the one is not allowed to daven without bare-legged. So Bessi Yosef passes that in those, countries, and one of the Arab countries where this was the way people used to walk around, and it's not even a problem to walk around if they saw a megadolim, then it's not a problem to daven like that as well, because it's not a way of just showing respect. So he wanted to compare that. It seems that respect is something that was comparison to the way it's knowing the town, so he wanted to bring down. Chasam Sofer writes down very, very sharp lashoness against this person, and he brings down, it seems that this person came with a whole Torah of different proofs and different arise, and one of the proofs he wanted to bring was from this pasuk that Ashiyeh by Yom Mahayim, the Besdin has got the Korich and the Rabban have got the Kair to change different halachas according to the times. So he had this proof. So Chasam Sofer writes very, very clear. Chasam Sofer says, he's got a kasha on this sefri. What I'm understanding is that they will never tell you on something that's smol it's yimin. It's an argument of yaloche. If I taina, I'm right, and you taina, you're right, I'm not telling you that I'm telling you on something wrong is right. I have the argument that I'm right, I'm the yomin. And if you say that you're smol, then you're argument that you're the yomin. And then bekoshkin sheim al yimin sheimin, what's the hesper? So the Chasam Sofer says that the Maaser, he says, what's the whole idea of Yomen Esmoilir? First starts with the Divrei Ribois B'Shorecha. Yeah, there was an argument here. And there was an argument that was, according to Halacha, there was a mokem for an argument here. There's a mokem for an argument, where does Yomen Esmoil come in? So Chasam Sofer brings down that the Emes is, it's not necessary that the Bezna Gol Shemir Yerushalayim were the biggest Tamid HaChomen. And it could be that this Zokin Mamre, and this, the person who was trying to oppose Bezdin, was a bigger Talmud Chochem, and he had a better understanding, Lemaise, and he knew what he was talking about. And when Bezdin is coming, and Bezdin is passing their Psak Aloche, he sees it, 100% without any doubt that it's al yamin shi yismoil al smoil shi yamin. And he says the truth is like that, because there's no promise that it's going to be the biggest Talmid HaChomem and the best understanding. He says, Chazal tell us that there was Yeshua Benin, there was many, many halachas that were forgotten. He says, how do we know? If once it was all the Pilpul, Pilpul is always a way that you can understand in two ways. So if the whole of the Torah was given back to Pilpul, then there's always a way to understand it. One way one can understand, but one has got a better mind, a better understanding of Pilpul. So he says that the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shem has given the Torah al-das, al-bezden, according to their understanding. And this is what the way the Torah wanted it to be, that it's not according to the way it seems black and white in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's the way the Bezden HaGadol understands. And what's going to happen if there's going to be a mistake? So the Chasam Sofer says, Vitei lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Shem was mevater for Bezden HaGadol Shebe Rishonayim if they're going to make a mistake. Why? Because the idea is of the authority that the Torah was given according to their das. So it's a bit different to the way we understood. The Chasam Sofer says, it's not necessarily that the Torah was given up in das, but the Torah was given differently, but the need for authority overrides. So Sofer writes that this was the Din HaTorah. The Din HaTorah was given to give, be given up in Havonas. Chazal picked the same way when we see by Ibur HaChodesh, that the Chazal had the Monomer, right? And we all know the famous Gemara that Basula turns 3 years at the best, and yes, that they had the right even to change even nature as well. So the Chasam Sofer writes, and the Chasam Sofer finishes with this, and he writes like this, that Lemaise Vitelem HaKodesh Baruch Hu. However, he says, we know that Raglei Chassidov Yishmoyer, so therefore, a bit similar to what we heard free in the Ramban, so therefore, we believe that the Rabbeinu Shlom will lead the Beis Nagol Shebe Yerushalayim to Paskin according to the way the Psak Halacha should really be coming out in that particular moment, that it should be Din Emes La'amitoy. Although, according to black and white, it doesn't seem that this is the right halacha, that the Rabbeinu Shlom will lead them according to that way. So it's once again giving us a bit of an understanding how this Zokem Mamre accepts it. And he says, that this Zokem Mamre could be in a scenario when they're paskinen al-chelev sheishuman. So he's talking about the chayev chiyuv koras, and the Zokem Mamre knows, and he screams out loud in the street, that bezden is machal chelev. And he will be chayev misa, and the Beis Nagon Shebe Rishlaim will be machshel theoretically the whole of Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbeinu Shem will be mevatelem. Although he brings down in the brackets there that Lemaisi, if the Zokem Mamre will refrain from eating it, he lechor won't be chayav misa because he was chak lashev al tasel. There's no maisa that he did. But al pi alocha, for that, the fact that he was refraining of eating something because he wanted to go to Chumra, he'll be chayav misa.
Doesn't have the bad effect of treatment. As an effect, if he says personally, it doesn't have the effect.
So the Chasam Sofer brings down that we have to believe that the Rabbeinu writes in Yishmael, but the Chasam Sofer writes that there's a bit of a danger in accepting this way. Because if you accept the Rabbeinu writes in Yishmael, then everybody, this Zokin, this Talmud Chochem, who's so convinced, and he's taking out one safe after another safe, and he's so convinced, will find this very, very difficult to accept that the Rabbeinu Shem has led them to the right way, because he sees it black and white, and he says, Lemaise could be, he's a bigot Talmud Chochem. So Chasam Sofer writes, it's a bit of a dangerous to rely too much on this point, because the derech hateva could be that they will make mistakes. So he says, we have to rely on the first part of Vitelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So accepting the idea that it's authority, rather than accepting and trying to calm your conscience by saying that most probably it's the right way. And he says, Valze kiven Ramban. So the Chasam Sofer says like this, Lemaise, it's a din of authority that the Rabbeinu Shem has given the halacha to the best for them to pass them the way they see it. According to Emunas Chachomem, which is the real way of Emunas Chachomem, and this is what leads to Emunas, why we say that Emunas Chachomem leads to Emunas Torah, is that we lead, that even though I don't have a real understanding of what's right and what's wrong, why they pass in this way, I believe that Raglei Chassidov Yishmoyer, and the Rebbe Shem is not going to lead the whole of Klal Yisrael to do something against the Torah. However, he says, don't rely totally on that, because that will make it very difficult to understand when it seems so clear to you. You should rely rather on the first part. Although that maybe this is the chat, Kaladaina don't din emes la mito ikilanase shittif la kodesh boruchu b'masa bereshis. A famous story that by Rabbi Akiva, I think when he was killed, Malachim was screaming. This Rabbi Shem says, "Achzas kala ilam killa the toy v'boyu." So the famous word says, "What's the threat? If everybody would go back to the toy v'boyu, then you have an understanding that there's a build-up of situations and everything. Why it had to be led that way? Although in this particular scenario, a situation, it's not understood. So the Master Bereshis was also done in such a way that it was." At this moment, you don't see why it has to be that way, but we believe the Master Bereshit was led, but Ashkocha, Moire, Manag, Lechalaburim, and everything has got a reason. And the same thing, Koladayin, Adon, Din Emes is the way it sees black and white. But if we accept that Dayin, Adon, Din Emes is because the Rebbeinu has given them the Siyata Lishamaya, and the Don and Emes, La Amitoy, which is the Emes, how it should be, then it's killing us, Lishitim, Lakodish Boch, and the Master Bereshit. Although this seems to be just a loch of Beth Nagod Shem Yerushalayim, the Sefer Achinuch brings a gewaltig chiddush that this is nogea to every day, even after there was the Beth Nagod Shem Yerushalayim was b'chov. Mechaschinuch asked where he takes it, but I think the concept of authority of accepting the Astoria doesn't change according to the Chinuch and according to Chom Sefer, when there's a chelik hamusar in it to accept that we have to go according to the authority of the Rabbonim and understand that the Rebbeinu is going to give us Yatad Shmaya, that could be Nageya in every generation. And it's because of listening to Rabbonim, as Hashem can be Zorcha, to Amen Sadiq and to be Zorcha, to the Amen Shleiman, Zorcha, and 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 Zor